Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Next week, May 16 through 18, opens the first of three Master Logger training programs. This first one at the Floyd County Extension Office. UK Forestry Professor Jeff Stringer is well aware of this training program, its history, and its significance.
One, it's state mandated, so all forestry operations and logging operations are required to have a master logger on site and in charge. And these programs that are coming up are 3-day programs that allow those that are entering the logging industry, and that could be somebody coming in from Kentucky from out of state, or it could be a new entrepreneur or a new logger that's emerging here in Kentucky, allows them to go through the 3-day course, which ends in their being designated as a Kentucky master logger, and thus allows them to log in the state.
Next Tuesday's 3-day session is at the Floyd County Extension Office, the next one in July in Marshall County, and then September 19 in Metcalf County. Pre-registration is required.
You can call Cooperative Extension. You can go to the Master Logger website, which is masterlogger.org, and pre-register for these courses.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
For decades now, training for master loggers has been based on an approved set of best management practices to first protect soil and water while harvesting a major resource. UK professor Jeff Stringer has helped develop training criteria, and while the program continues to evolve, he feels it is, by and large, working well.
The master logger program currently has about 3,000 master loggers in it. We've trained over 7,000 loggers since it started back in 72. It's certainly been a success.
For continuing education opportunities, loggers can check that website, ukforestry.org. Stringer says timber is a $14 billion industry here, and he feels that can be maintained, even enhanced, while protecting soil and water quality.
We have evidence and data that indicates that the loggers are conducting these practices to protect water quality, and overall, this program has been a significant benefit to the environment, to the Commonwealth.
Again, that first Master Logger session next week, May 16 through 18, at the Floyd County Extension Office. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.